Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Off Menu live episodes. This is the first live episode that we're releasing, James.
Just to be clear, we're not doing this bit live.
No, this is not live. We're not dying on our ass.
If they think this is the radio now.
Yeah.
Because we're saying this is a live episode.
Yes.
And I think the listener needs to know this is not live.
Why are you saying the radio? You know this isn't on the radio, right?
But that's what I mean. If people think this is like the radio when it's live.
Oh, right. No. This isn't happening now.
Yes. So when we say
for us, it is.
For us, it's happening now.
Yeah.
But for you hearing it, it's not. So when we say live episode,
we're going to play you when we went on tour.
Yes.
And we did the podcast live with a special guest on each tour date. And that's what we're about to play you.
In front of an audience.
Yeah. And that's why I've not done my traditional intro, because I do that on the live episode.
Ed does it on the live episode.
Yes. And this episode was recorded at the Birmingham Hippodrome on the 8th of October 2023. It was the first of our tour shows, and the special guest was the wonderful Jamelia.
We couldn't believe it.
We couldn't believe that Jamelia said yes. And also, just to let you know, if you weren't at the live show, there might be some jokes in this that don't make sense to you, but they're callbacks to the first half of the show where we went through the audience's dream menus.
Yes, yes.
And it was specifically my intro on a lot of these live shows specifically relates to something that happened in the first half. If you don't understand that, that's absolutely fine. You weren't there. You're not supposed to understand it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the rest of it you'll be able to get to grips with.
Fun game for yourself. You can imagine what was said.
Yes.
Make your own first half in your head.
We also get the audience to pick the secret ingredient for the episode. And the secret ingredient that was selected this week was grey peas.
Yes, which is a specific thing.
Specific Birmingham thing. So listen out for grey peas. Pray that Jamelia does not say grey peas. This is the first of the off-menu live tour shows with the brilliant Jamelia.
Jamelia. Ed.
What's up, man?
Why don't you kick this second half off like only you can?
By doing one of my famous intros that genuinely, even though this is the first date of our national tour, I didn't remember I had to do until I was in the dressing room just now.
He forgets every single episode. It's really fun to watch.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, taking the potatoes of humour. No. That's not it. Cutting them into the oblongs of friendship. Dipping them in the orange batter of the internet. And oh no, the oil was going to be internet.
and frying them in the oil of... Welcome to the podcast!
That is Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. Together we own a dream restaurant, and every single week we invite in a guest. We ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink. Not in that order. And this week our guest is... Jamelia!
Very excited to have Jamelia on the podcast. This is obviously a hometown show for Jamelia, so we're very excited.
Hometown show, but who knows? Will there be choices that you can relate to that are Birmingham classics? Will there be some that are Birmingham disgraces?
We will see.
Who knows? You already know the secret ingredient. We know how to go through that. Just keep that in your head.
Should we just crack on, James?
I say we just crack on.
So, without further ado, this is the off-menu menu of... Jamelia! Please, take a seat. Welcome to the Dream Restaurant.
Hi, guys.
What are you doing, James?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you. We do not want James here. We need the genie here. Everyone imagine you're rubbing it.
Welcome, Jamelia, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been spending you for some time.
Thank you.
That's a big entrance to follow up.
It was a bit rubbish for me because I could see him crouching down. Sorry.
That didn't happen. That never happened. Jamelia's lying. We've got a liar on the pod. It's a real shame.
That would be a terrible genie. If you got a lamp and you opened it up and you could see him just in there like that. Yeah. That would be less magical, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's quite demeaning for the poor genie, actually. That's why you should rub it first.
Jamelia just did a face that suggested, what sort of podcast have I come on?
The best podcast in the nation.
Yeah. One off. Sorry. Sorry.
We got slamelia'd. We got jam slammed. Early doors.
Sorry.
I didn't know we were jamming and slamming tonight.
Oh. Don't you apologise, Jamelia. That is the perfect response to that.
Yeah, you got us, man. Yeah. What are the other good podcasts? You got any favourites? I mean, we don't normally do shout-outs to the podcast.
The only podcast I listen to is the Off Menu podcast.
Yeah. And judging by the chat we had before you came out here, you listened to it for the first time in the car on the way here.
I was like doing research. I wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Because you usually have comedians on, so I was like, oh, what could be a funny answer to that? But now I'm just going to answer, honestly.
Yeah. You don't need to think of a funny answer. You've come straight out here and slammed us into hell. You've got this, Jamelia.
Also, you're a fan of our work in general, aren't you, Jamelia? You saw us you were saying to us backstage, and then you said, actually, no, I'll save it for when we're on stage. But
yeah.
You were going to compliment us, I think.
I feel like we're starting off on the wrong foot now. So basically what I told them in the dressing room was that I watched them on Hunted and I was very annoyed. Because they weren't playing the game properly. They were messing about.
That was Jamelia's first words to us. I saw you on Celebrity Hunted and we were like, here we go. She went, I actually found you quite annoying.
I really did. But I was really excited when I got asked to do this. I was like, oh, okay. that should be fun. Because you are funny, so I thought, and I like to laugh, so I'm like, shall I go home? Oh, my gosh.
What was it on... Sorry to dwell on this. What was it that we did on Celebrity Hunter that you found particularly annoying?
Because we tried our best on that.
I just don't think you did. You just kept doing, like, silly things like letting everyone see where you were, telling people where you were. Like, you're supposed to be hiding. It's like a hide and seek, but you were like, we're here.
It's the last thing they'll expect.
Yeah.
They're trying to catch you. If you keep saying, here we are, we're here, and showing them your face, they're going to go, it can't be that easy. And they leave you alone. That was our thinking.
Mm. Yeah. And then you shot them with wee?
No, no, I shot them with water, but I told them it was piss.
Yeah. Oh, OK.
More mind games, Jamelia. You've got to do this when you're on the run.
OK.
And what we found is the best way to live your life is to anger ex-cops and military men by telling them that you're spraying them with piss. Because then they really rough you up quite a lot. So you don't even get the pleasure of actually shooting them with piss and you still get beaten up.
No.
Yeah, they didn't like us at all when we did that to them, to be fair.
No.
But in general, I thought we did really well on Hunted.
OK.
We were in Birmingham for Hunted.
Yeah, we came straight to Birmingham.
Came straight here.
Yeah.
Straight here.
Yes, because I remember I recognised where you were.
Yeah.
I was like, in that town. Because you were in town. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's not good if people can recognise where we are, actually. Hearing that out loud, we came and we instantly got Tiger Bites pig bow buns when we came here on the run. That was our first, well, it wasn't our first food on the run. We immediately went to a Michelin starred restaurant and had a meal.
That was in Shrewsbury. We did quite a lot before Tiger Bites pig. Yes. Again, we're not there now. And then we went to Birmingham. You threw your shoes out the window on the way there. I had to give you a piggyback through some of Birmingham streets because it was covered in glass and needles.
Was that then, Broad Street?
Yeah. And then James bought a wig. Bright pink wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, bear in mind, Jamelia, I don't normally have bright pink hair.
Can you see why I was annoyed?
What would you do if you were on the run and you were being hunted?
Oh.
What do you think would be your first course of action, you reckon?
Well, obviously, I wouldn't use any cards. I wouldn't use my social media.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't, turn up at a famous restaurant. Sorry, I'm not shading you, but, I just wouldn't do everything that you guys did.
So we served a purpose, in a way, for...
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. You a foodie?
Are you a foodie, Jamelia?
Is this going well or really bad? I'm not sure.
Every time you say anything, everyone pisses themselves laughing. So I think it's going well, and it's at our expense as well. So from our perspective, we feel like shit, but you're really bringing it.
I'm loving it, Jamelia. This is how most people treat me all the time. It feels great.
I'm sorry, because I'm really excited to be here. Genuinely.
We're very excited to have you.
Yes, we are very
now,
excited.
Especially with this backdrop, it's wicked.
The set's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It feels unnecessary.
Once we sat down to have a chat with you, it does not feel necessary at all, does it?
What was the vibe that you told the designers?
Yeah.
Here she comes again.
Slam jam, baby. Slam jam. We basically said, just do as many fart clouds as possible. Yeah. It's about food.
That's
a poppadom behind you. That's a poppadom there.
OK.
Yeah. Yeah, were you wondering what that was? Huh? About half the audience went, oh.
Oh, Jesus, how much did that cost, Benito?
Sorry. I thought it was the moon, but OK.
I think it's the moon, Matt. You guys know that that's a lamp, right? Because I did a whole thing with that a minute ago, and that's embarrassing if not. You're a foodie, Jamelia.
I really am, in every way. Scarily so. No, not scarily so. Everybody likes food, don't they?
Yeah. All these people do, for sure.
Well, you definitely do. You come to a podcast about food. Come on, you're here. But, sorry.
No, good on you.
No,
hey, listen, if you do get scared of food, you're in the wrong show, motherfuckers.
I feel like I'm being really rude. I'm not a rude person at all.
No, you're not.
Jamelia,
but anyway.
I know you didn't catch the entirety of the first half, but I called one man a cunt 3 times.
Oh, no!
You're not being rude.
Okay.
You're all right.
You're all right.
You're the height of manners compared to what they had to tolerate at the start of the evening.
And you're right. These people love food. For example, there's a woman over there who regularly drinks soy sauce.
Drinks?
Yeah. Yep.
swigs it out of the bottle while she's cooking to trick herself into thinking it's normal.
It's not.
You just got slamelia'd.
Jam slammed.
I'd commission this TV show.
Yeah.
There's an audience with Jamelia, but she just slams everyone.
And then looks really guilty about it immediately afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Who's got a funny quirk? I drink soy sauce. I think it's normal. It's not. Applause. I'm so sorry. I feel awful. I don't like slamelia people. I'm trying to stop slamming people.
Do you cook as well, Jamelia?
I love cooking. I recently got to the final five, but it's still the final of MasterChef.
I saw it. Yeah. Yeah.
I will mention that a few times.
That's fine. I watch it. I actually found you quite annoying on that.
Me too. I kept crying every 5 minutes.
Nah, you were brilliant.
Did you serve them the food and tell them it was piss? That's what I would have done. This is piss.
No. I love to cook. I love to eat. I love to go to restaurants. I love watching people cook. So I watch all the food shows. I listen to the food podcasts. I'm a proper foodie. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Tell you who you wouldn't enjoy watching cook, old soy glugger over there. We always start with still or sparkling water, Jamelia. Do you have a preference?
I do, but, okay. My preference is still, but I really hate when you say still and they bring you tap water in a bottle. Because a lot of people, like, I want, like, a bottle with the lid screwed on. Not... You know when they have those bottles with the... You know, the little thing?
I know exactly what you mean,
and you've just filled it up in the tap, and I hate that. Because if I ordered sparkling, you'd bring it me in the bottle. Sorry, is that just, too pernickety?
No, this is great. We've done, like, over 200 episodes of this podcast, and I don't think we've had anyone angry about those tops to bottles before.
Because they've realised it's a scam. Scamelia.
Well, it is. And
so many TV shows that we've come up with tonight.
Don't know what's happened to me, Matt.
It's the rebooted version of Watchdog, and it's called Scamelia.
Welcome to Scamelia. First of all, the bottles, the go. What the fuck is in that shit? That ends still water.
And I don't want to sound like a cheapskate. But I never know, like, are they charging you the same price as they charge you for sparkling, for the fake still water? I mean, I know it's still water, but it's from the tap, but it's just in a bottle, but you just filled it up at the tap, so it's not really... Mm. I don't want to pay for that, and I hate tap water.
There's a lot to address there.
A lot to unpack.
One, I think we should start calling tap water fake still water.
Yeah.
That's a great name. Yeah. Tap water.
Fake still water.
Fake still water here.
In a restaurant setting.
In a restaurant
setting. If I was in someone's house.
You wouldn't go, that's fake.
I mean, to be honest, I'd opt for the cup of tea because you boil the water then and yeah.
Yeah.
But if they didn't offer me a cup of tea, then I'd just be like, oh, no, I'm all right.
Because you hate tap water.
Yeah. I don't drink tap water at all.
Ever?
Ever.
So if you're ever at someone's house and they go, do you want a water? How do you get around that?
I say no.
Just say no.
No, thank you. Because I am I have got manners despite how we've started this podcast.
What do you not like about tap water?
It tastes different. And also I'm very particular of... I'm not promoting... Well, I am now, I guess.
But I only drink Evian.
keeping it teal. Good stuff.
I only drink Evian. And when I was offered water today, I said, yeah, can I have it? But can I have it in a plastic bottle? And can I make sure that the lid screwed on? And he was a bit like, oh.
Absolutely amazing. I think you're the only person in the world still going, and I will have a plastic bottle, please.
Well, that's what he told me. He said, we only have water in cans. And I was like, why is it in a can? He was like, oh, it's better for the environment. And I was like, yeah, I'll still have it in the plastic bottle, please.
So hold on. Hold on a second. Jamelia, the main reason...
Slam, Mother Nature.
Do you know what? what? I really did so much good for my reputation on MasterChef. And in this one episode of this podcast, I'm going to be right back down there as the most hated woman in Britain. But let's carry on.
I love that. Yeah, it might be in cans. You go out there and get me a fucking plastic bottle. And then afterwards, I want you to go and throw it into the sea.
Where all the fake water comes from. Jamelia.
Yes.
You were saying that, like, you want it in a bottle so it's good, so that you know they haven't messed with it, so you can open it. But in a can, surely, that's the ultimate. There's no way they're scamming you there.
Absolutely. I'd just never heard of water in a can before. And I think that... I don't want to turn this into a therapy session, but I think that it's the fact that I've got trust issues, and that's why I need... that's why I need... But because I'd never heard of it being in a water... I mean, what is this... Cano? Is that what it's called?
Cano water.
Is it yours? Water. Is it yours? Your brand?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. No, the way he just said it was like, you named it Cano water.
Is Evian your brand?
No, but I've been drinking
Cano
it for like...
Cano water. It's Cano water. Cano available water. From all good water stores. Imagine if that was my brand. And you rocked up here and went, I don't want that shit. By the way, you're annoying on Celebrity Hunted. What time does the show start? I just listened to it in the car on the way here.
I'm going home. Not really. I'm loving it.
So you don't trust it because it's in a can?
It's not that. It's just...
Sorry to continue to grill you on this, but it's blowing my mind.
No, I've just never heard of it being in a can. Yeah. Now, Evian has got, like, this kind of milky taste, and...
Well, don't tell me that's coming up on the Dream Menu.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, just a heads up, you've completely split the room again. They not agree with that.
It's got calcium in it, and I think that's why it has... Yeah. I don't like milk and I don't drink milk, so I've always thought if I drink this, then I'll be getting my calcium in. And as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, you idiot. Oh, my goodness.
So you get your calcium from water because you don't drink milk. No, I get it. I don't trust milk because it comes to those... We've got those foil tops and anyone could, you know, remove that, replace it with fake milk and put it back on. And you know what fake milk would be.
Oh, my God. Thanks for that.
Sorry, Jamelia. I was lowered the tone there.
So what are we going with for the dream menu? I'm completely lost.
Oh, yeah,
now.
What are we going with? What kind of water do you want?
Still water, but in a bottle with the top screwed on.
Yeah, so no one's messed with it.
So no one's messed with it.
Problems open! Problems open, Jamelia! Problems open!
That genuinely scared me then.
Yeah, well, if you listened to the podcast before, it wouldn't have scared you, Jamelia. No, I got you proper there, didn't I?
Yeah,
you weren't
did,
expecting
actually.
That.
No, I genuinely
I know you were expecting
wasn't.
It at some point, but I got you good. Yeah. You should have seen your face. Do you have a preference, Papa Don's?
I definitely do. I feel like it's unfair to put Papa Don's and bread next to each other. They're not in the same, like, category. I would say Papa Don's, and I don't want to offend anyone here, because, yeah, I just don't, but... Aren't Papa Don's in the same category as, like, crisps? No?
Ooh.
No. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Are Papa Don's crispy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. No, so, I know what you mean. So they are, I mean, in terms of texture...
Yeah.
...definitely in the same category as crisps, but I wouldn't put them in the same dining category.
I'd say if you got to a restaurant...
Yeah.
...and they brought out a packet of Watsits...
I'd love that. I love Watsits. I mean, hey.
Well, maybe that's going to be your choice.
Okay, so I would choose bread, but I don't like hard bread. You know, like with that really thick crust.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate having to fight to get into it. I also don't like bread with butter in a restaurant. Ooh.
You might be our most controversial guest yet, Jamelia. You don't like bread
with butter
in a restaurant, but do you like it at home, bread and butter?
At home, I don't like bread and butter, but I like toast and toast with butter, but it's got to melt into the toast. Sorry, I'm going too deep here.
No, anyway, no, you are absolutely not. Okay. This is what this podcast is all about.
Yes, it is. But in a restaurant, the bread has to be warm. I do like it if it's got, like, something else going on, like rosemary and salt or something. I don't know, just something else sprinkled. And with olive oil and balsamic, you know, you have to do that dippy thing. Mm. Oh, I got them back, yes.
Yeah.
And I like to do that dippy thing, so, yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I mean, give me a cheer, the bread and butter people, the people who like the butter. And olive oil and balsamic.
Very popular.
Some
moment.
People being boiled alive as they love it. And how long have you been into that for? Because for me, olive oil and balsamic, that wasn't an early days thing. That was like when I was in my 20s, maybe I tiptoed around that.
Well, I first like ate out anywhere, well, apart from the chip shop, but I first ate out when I was about 20.
Uh-huh.
So I'm one of those people who... No, I was one of those people that, you know, I started going to a restaurant and then I kind of became a restaurant person because it was like, oh, I like this. And so, yeah, I always feel a bit posh when I do that whole... When I know about it as well, when I know what to do, like I know I'm supposed to pour the balsamic into the olive oil, or maybe it's the other way around, I can't remember. But anyway, and dip it in, because not everyone knows that, but you seem really quite cultured when you do that.
How long did it take you from going to a restaurant for the first time when you were 20 to when they asked you what water you wanted? Going, you better not bring me fucking fake water.
To be honest, I actually don't usually say yes to the water in case, because they might bring me out the
fake
with the fake water, and I don't want to be rude because I genuinely don't like being rude, which, contrary to popular belief here... I actually, I don't
like
making people.
Well, your fear is being in the position where you have to send it back. You don't want to be in that position.
No. I'm not a sender backer. That's not the right thing. Yeah, I'd never send my food back. Because I just feel like I'm, you know, you're going to upset someone. Someone's going to be upset or shouted at, and I'm not that person.
The person who filled the water bottle up from the tap.
Exactly. I don't want that person to get in trouble. No way.
Yeah. They get called into the boss's office. Where'd Jamilia in today? She was not happy. I think you know what this is about. You mean sending out the fake still water again?
I can't get over what happens to balsamic vinegar when it goes into oil. It's fucking magic, isn't it?
It is.
It's like a lava lamp every time.
Exactly.
Blown away by it.
It is. And then when you dip it in the bread, it does like another little thing. It's like, whoo.
Do that
like,
again.
That's a good impression. If we were doing like charades, and you had balsamic vinegar on the card, and you did that, like that. Balsamic vinegar, next card. Fake water bottle. Let's get into your menu proper now, Jamilia.
Yeah.
Your dream starter.
My dream starter. Now, because I couldn't have it, I feel like it's kind of like bread, and I'm also. I'm just looking around and I feel like I'm going to alienate everyone now, because I don't like to be presumptuous, but you don't look Jamaican to me.
That's a fair assertion of this audience, I think.
And let me reassure you, when we came out in the first half, we were devastated about that. Because
we had been told.
We're like, yeah, well, this is what we get.
So, I would say, if you haven't tasted one of these, just write this down and make sure you do, like, within the next week. DM me and tell me how amazing it was. But it's called a fried dumpling. Has anyone ever had one? Oh! You see, that's because we're Brummies. We're very multicultural and we try each other's food.
You've changed your tune.
I know. Very quickly. No, but I forgot I was in Birmingham, so it's kind of like, I did actually, you know. So have you guys tasted fried dumplings? Oh, I love that.
I don't think I have.
Have you?
I don't think so. I said I don't think I have, but... I do appreciate...
What did you have it with?
I deliver everything with the same tone of voice.
Do you remember what you had it with?
No, I've not had it, Jamila.
Oh, you haven't had it?
Interesting. And where did you have it?
I thought you said you had it.
This is why I was so good on Would I Lie to You, Man. They never knew if I was lying or telling the truth. Same tone of voice forever. I want to hear more about it, though.
It's just, it's kind of, that's what I was saying. It might be a bit controversial because it is a bit like bread.
Yeah.
But it's not because it's, oh, it's just delicious. But I'd have it as a starter. And I did say I would mention MasterChef a couple of times, but it was one of my dishes that made Greg go on the show. And I was very proud of that.
You should get fired for that. Greg should get fired. I'm sorry you had to put up with that, Jamila.
No, it was fine. I consented. I was very happy.
Who were you up against in MasterChef, by the way?
Oh, you're up against about 50 other people. So to get down to the last five was quite good.
Who was in the final?
Yeah, in the final five was Luca Bish from Love Island. Can I tell you a bit about Luca Bish?
Yeah.
And can I say, before you say the story, I don't know who they are, okay. But if someone from Love Island made me some food, I'm not eating that.
No way.
Riddled with STDs. I would imagine.
He was really lovely, by the way. Everyone on the show was really lovely.
Yes, okay.
But he's like from a very well-to-do family. His dad supplies fish to all the Michelin-starred restaurants in London. And so he was getting trained every day by Michelin-starred chefs.
What? Yeah. I thought when he
and
went
then he'd
on Love
come on
Island,
the show.
When he went on Love Island, when he's like, I'm a fish man.
That's the thing. You'd think he was like proper out there doing that. Nah, he had nothing to do with it. He's just a nepo baby.
This Slovenia at full force. Bish dead.
No, I want to repeat, and don't edit this out. What's that guy's name? Benito.
Benito, yes.
Yeah, don't edit this out.
What do you call him?
He's Benito, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. I thought you called him Binto.
No. He's lovely, and he did work hard, but we just didn't all have, you know, Michelin-starred chefs. Am I saying it right? Michelin.
Yeah, you are, but it's absolutely bonkers that you did. Ed's been on Love Island.
Have you... Do you know...
I genuinely thought you had.
Yeah, he is. Well, you what?
Have you?
No, Jamila.
No. One of the contestants.
A few years ago, there was a contestant on a Love Island called Curtis Pritchard.
Yeah! You do look a bit like him.
Good point.
Sorry.
No. You made a sound. That's the sound point.
Yeah.
Do look like it.
But yes, that's who James is referring to, Curtis Pritchard.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then and then I thought it was all over, and then Curtis Pritchard learned how to do stand-up for a charity show. So there was just loads of pictures of him with, like, he's trying stand-up comedy for the first time. People were going, that's a bit harsh on you, Ed, you've done it loads.
They're married now. Ed married him.
Okay. Nice. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jamila.
Who else was in the MasterChef final, Jamila, before we carry on with it? I do want to hear about these dumplings, but I also... We'll ask you throughout the episode who was in the MasterChef final. Let's get back to these dumplings.
Okay.
So these dumplings, what they got in them?
So the fried dumpling that I made on MasterChef was like a curry chicken dumpling. So I curried some... Very self-explanatory. Curried chicken inside the dumpling. It sounds so basic, and it really is, to be honest. It's something I would make with my eyes closed, but it's delicious. So I'd have that as a starter, but just, I don't know, sexy it up a bit so it looked a bit nicer than it actually does.
How do you sex that? Did you sex it up for the MasterChef people?
No.
No? Just gave them it as it is?
I kept mentioning my presentation, or lack thereof, because I was just like, you just have to eat it.
Yeah.
Like, why does it need to look?
Well, I kind of agree with you. And also, if it made Greg go, imagine what he would have done if you'd sexed it up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fucking gross. That would have been gross.
Disgusted, man.
Did you know that Greg's not a chef?
Yeah.
He's a greengrocer and a professional rugby referee.
Yeah. I said to him, I got a bit carried away after my my chef round, you know, where you get to work in the restaurant. Mm. I got a bit carried away, went back in the kitchen. I was like, yes, chef. He was like, I'm not a chef. I'm a greengrocer. I was like, what? So why are you presenting MasterChef? They didn't keep that bit in.
I don't know why.
Do you also, did you notice about Greg that he has a compulsion to make bad puns at all times?
Dad jokes, but do you know what? I love a dad joke. Oh, I really love a dad but joke. I'm making that sound really sordid. It's not, like, I don't mean like that. I was like, oh, I love a dad joke.
Yeah, at all times. I met him recently and he went, oh, just to let you know, I do. He warns people.
Yeah.
Because he can't help it. Just to let you know, I make jokes. And we were doing a radio show together and Beyonce was playing. He said, I love Beyonce. I said to my friend the other day, I love Beyonce. And he said, yeah, it's great. Helps you float along in the water. I said, no, that's buoyancy. But he looked like he couldn't help it and he looked angry at himself for saying it. He was like...
I've not met him before, but...
He's lovely.
Sounds lovely.
Sometimes, if you don't have an anecdote, you can just move on. And I've not met him before.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you're up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but yes. My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it. And then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Dream main course.
Right. I recently, I think this goes to my trust issues. I do love a restaurant, but I recently discovered a restaurant in Birmingham. It's a Korean barbecue called Heidi Lau. They serve you all the ingredients, but it gets brought to you by a robot. Stay with me.
Now, when we asked you to do a dream restaurant, it didn't have to be a restaurant that you've seen in a dream.
No. It is amazing. So they bring you all the ingredients, and you kind of cook it yourself.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that, because you know that it's been cooked well, you know? And it's delicious. You order, like, the meal, And then they'll bring you, like, spring onions and I don't know what everything is, chicken, prawns, whatever, and you put them in this, like, these... It sounds so weird. It's like these vats of, like, some's water, some's, like, a soup, some's, like, a thing, but you cook the whole meal yourself.
It's hot pot, right?
That's
what it is. Yeah, hot pot.
I think that's what it's called.
There's a Heidi Lau in London as well. It's really, really good.
Yeah, okay. It's not unique.
It doesn't have a robot, though.
It doesn't have a robot?
Not the one in London doesn't have a robot. It goes with people.
Yeah, you lot would probably steal it, that's why.
Just the, it's, I don't, the, you literally, you're so quick and you're like, bang, see you later, and then, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Like you transform.
Yeah.
I didn't mean you, but I just mean like.
London, you mean Londoners in general?
All people in London.
I'm just saying, like, in Birmingham, we can be trusted to have nice things.
You stole Tom Cruise's car.
What?
Didn't you? What? I thought Tom Cruise had his car stolen around it. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah.
I did hear that Tom Cruise was in town, in the Bullring.
He came to Birmingham, he had a curry, right? Twice.
Yeah.
Same curry twice. Had his photo taken outside the curry house, loved it, went back to his car. Someone had nicked it. Probably a Londoner on holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tiny little car, though. You just pick it up and walk away.
He's small.
He's small. Because he's short, Jamelia.
Yeah.
He's short. No, I love this. Hot pot. So a robot brings it to you in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Yes. And with all due respect, this sounds awful.
It sounds it, but it's so fun.
Yes.
Oh, I haven't mentioned yet. I've actually got four daughters. And so we... And I don't know why I feel like this. No, it is important. Because it's like an interactive meal, but like I've got my eldest daughter's 22, I've got another one, she's almost 18, a five-year-old and a baby. Everyone's entertained.
Goodness.
Everyone's entertained in this, like, because you got the robot, you got the cooking, you know, you got to... And they're very nice to kids as well. They give the kids,
the robots
like...
The are nice to kids, yeah.
There are, like... servers in there, like, to help you out.
So what are they doing? So the robot's bringing stuff out. What are the people doing?
I'll be honest, I'm pretty... I'd be pissed off if a robot brings me the food and then I have to fucking cook it myself.
Yeah.
You're a robot.
You're not inconveniencing a robot, are you? The robot can make it.
Well, no, because it's part of the experience. It's really fun.
I agree. I love hot pot. I think you're right. I think it's brilliant. And you get different flavoured broths to cook everything. You get like a spicy one with like beef tallow and you can get all sorts. Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know if it's because I'm new to it, like but I'm fascinated by it. Like I've tried loads of different cuisines and stuff like that, but I just thought that this was genius. And as I said, it might feed into my trust issues, but it's the fact that, oh, I cooked it myself, so I know it's all right. Never had a problem.
You trust the robots?
Yeah, I love the robots.
AI, big problem right now, Jamelia. AI is scary, and these robots coming out. How do you know one of these robots, like, when there's the uprising, these robots aren't going to, like, destroy us all? Are you trusting these motherfuckers? I don't trust these robots.
They're not, like, putting together the dish. They're just, they're like this, and they just come up to your table. You what? Take the food. They go.
It's amazing.
Okay, well, what would you do if a robot comes over and it brings the food over and it puts it down and it looks at you and goes, enjoy. You
like,
trust
oh
that
gosh.
Robot?
I'm like, oh my gosh, it spoke. Wicked.
Very true. You don't trust a human being to bring you water, but you you trust a robot to bring you boiling hot broth.
It's just a bit of fun. There are servers in there and they're really kind and really cute and they give the kids toys and stuff.
What's your favourite thing to dip in the hot pot and cook?
Oh, yeah.
So they've got this, like, it's like a prawn mash, which sounds disgusting and it looks disgusting as well. But when you put it in and cook it, it's actually really nice.
Yeah,
like, it's something that you never knew you wanted to taste, but now that you've tasted it, like, even now, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I wonder how long they're open till. Like,
I've never come across prawn mash. I'm the mash king, Jamila. I don't know if you know this.
You're strictly potato. You're old school, though, aren't you?
Potato-based. Maybe the mash king could turn his hand to mashing prawns.
Yeah.
What kind of, like, was it proper, like, looked like mashed potato with prawns, or was it just like...
No. It's just prawns. Or, like, imagine, like, minced prawns. I don't know. It's like a little pile. It sounds disgusting. And you, like, scoop a bit, drop it in the water, wait till it goes pink. And it kind of floats to the top when it's done.
Yeah.
And it's delicious.
I'm back in Jamila on this. I've had it. It's absolutely delicious. And did you get the handmade noodles when you were there?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I forgot to tell you about that. There's a man who walks around and he's, like, doing all of this stuff. Literally looks like me with my braids.
He's doing an impression of balsamic vinegar.
So imagine, like, this man, he looks like he's going a bit crazy in the corner. So you're like, what's going on? Sorry, I don't swear. And then you realise, oh, he's making noodles. Like, he's just got them all flying around. And then he serves them to the table. I wasn't brave enough, because I wasn't sure how hygienic it was.
The old trust issues coming back.
Also, I love the way you explained that only to me, even though I was the one who brought it up and I've seen it happen before.
Yeah.
It is amazing. Yeah, they whip them round and stretch them out and stuff. Yeah.
You didn't trust that?
No. It was so entertaining.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet with the you know, airborne noodles. Because he kind of, like, whips them around the restaurant and, like, after COVID and stuff like that, you know, I'm a little bit like... Ooh.
What?
Come on,
after COVID, a man swinging noodles in the air is like, that's probably got COVID on it. But a robot coming out with all your food on a tray, this would be fine.
Yeah.
You sure?
I don't like thinking about it. This was
in the news. COVID sticks to noodles more than it does anything else.
I missed that.
If you're whipping them round, you get all COVID on the noodles.
So, like, COVID-y noodles. Yeah,
COVID
this place.
Noodles. Sorry, that's really funny.
Well done, James. First time she said that. We've been on for 45 minutes.
Didn't know that's what we got told if it was funny.
It's crushing to find that out 45 minutes in. I think it's a great choice. I love hot pot. I've been to a branch of Heidi Lau. Yeah. It's excellent. It's really good fun.
Who else has been there in the Birmingham one? Anyone been to the Birmingham one?
Yay!
Sounds like more people have got to go if you all live here.
It looks like that person's got a bag. Have you got... Is that a bag from Heidi Lau?
Yeah.
No way! Love it. What's it? What did you get in the bag?
We got little cookies.
Love it.
He's the happiest guy in the world.
Did you meet the robot?
Yeah.
Wicked. Did you see the noodle man?
Yeah.
Love it. Did you eat the noodles?
No.
Interesting.
Fucking hell.
I guess I haven't seen this noodle man, to be fair. He could look absolutely gross.
Yeah. It must be. Is it something to do with that particular man?
No one wants to say it. Yeah, I don't trust the noodles after COVID. Put it that way. Just sneezing and spinning the noodles round.
He puts... What he does is, you've not seen it, he puts one up here and then pulls it out the other nostril. It's
noodles. I love the thought of the noodle man having a cigarette break with one of the robots. Well, they're like you. It's easy for you to say. They fucking love you. No one wants a single noodle. You just have to be more charismatic and friendly.
James, in your head, is the robot like a man robot who, like, walks around like that?
It's like an R2-D2 or, like, one of those ones.
So, yeah.
There, noodle man. It's okay. One day they will eat your noodles. You just have to blow your nose. See you later. I'm on the clock. Work. You know what it's like. Yeah, fuck off. I've had it all before. Your dream side dish, Jamila.
Side dish. Have either of you guys tried plantain?
Yes.
Has anyone tried plantain? Anyone else? Oh, my. Love it. So, okay, do I need to explain what plantain is?
Oh, some people might not know.
Okay, so it's basically like a banana that you fry but it's delicious. I mean, banana's delicious as well, but like a savoury banana, but it's not savoury. not because you serve it as a side dish. You don't. It's not a fruit. You don't eat it as a fruit. You don't eat it like you'd eat a banana. Am I explaining it right?
I actually don't think I know what one is now. I did before you explained it. I knew exactly what plantain was, yeah. And now I have no idea.
I'm not sure if I do either. No, it's just delicious. It's the most delicious thing. You can cook plantain in so many different ways, but I like it fried. That's my favourite way. And you can have it with any savoury meal. Although I put it in a sandwich on MasterChef. I told you I'm going to mention it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And they told me, oh, this doesn't go together. It wasn't my finest moment. I was very embarrassed because I'd been banging on about it all day. But, Greg and... What's his name? John. John and... Sorry. I love John. I love John Tarode. I know his name.
Dead.
Yeah.
No, I love them. It didn't go down too well.
It's time for another quick update on who was in the final five. Are we getting another person from the final five?
Yeah, who else?
Yeah,
you,
so
Love Island.
Yeah.
Strapping, because one of them's going to blow your mind.
Wyn Evans, who... Do you know who Wyn Evans is?
Yes, James is going to be excited to find out who Wyn Evans is.
He is the guy who did the Go Compare adverts. Go Compare.
Wow.
Do you hate him, man?
That's insane. I'm obsessed with that guy.
Yeah? Gio Campario?
Huh?
Gio Campario is the name of the character.
Is that the character's name?
Yeah, do you not know that? The character's called Gio Campario.
How do you know that?
Well, just know it. Just something I know.
It's a good
pun. Did anyone else know that?
Oh. Some people know it. Most people didn't know it. Greg Wallace would love that. It's a funny pun, isn't it, Gio Campario? Go compare. Is that a pun?
Don't think it counts as a pun.
I'm not very good at comedy.
Do you remember that time Jamelia thought you were funny?
Oh.
It was 6 minutes ago.
I'm going to carry that in my heart always.
Wyn was
What's
lovely.
He like? Because it's the thing with him, Wyn Evans.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just learned that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's amazing that he did this just mascot character.
Yeah.
And it's got all the way now to like the adverts, so often him playing himself in some sort of like pathos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite sad, melancholy advert with him as himself. And then the Go Compare man comes in, but then they both are on screen and they both kind of look at the camera like, this is our life. And it's all very, like, he's playing himself and he has a chat with the Go Compare man that's always like, you know, oh, well, this is it, old friend. Here we are still. It's like, oh, yes, we're still here. And, oh, well, I guess you better do it. And he goes, Go Compare. And then they both go... And it's amazing. I've never seen an advert do that before.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's actually my friend now. Like, I love him to
strap him for a slam?
No. Yeah. No, I was just going to say, like, he has done so well off of those adverts. Like, I'd love a gig like that. He's changed his life. And, he's proper. I don't want to say too much, but, yeah, he's done quite well.
The great thing is, I suspect with Jamelia, if we just keep looking and leaving silence, she will just tell us exactly the thing she doesn't want to say.
Exact bank balance of...
He's done quite well. I shouldn't have mentioned it. I feel so silly now.
This feels like at some point during the final, when Evans walked up to you and he was like, how's it going? How are you doing, Jamelia? Yeah, good. I'm just trying to work on this plantain sandwich. They say it isn't working. He's stressing me out. Yeah. I'm having a bit of a nightmare myself over there, not going too well. Not that I need it, though. Okay, good luck. I said, Jamelia, I said I don't really need it. Yep, good on you, Wyn. I'll see you in a bit. Yeah. Might check my bank balance while I'm here, actually. Ooh. Yeah, I guess that is a lot. I'm just going to leave my phone here. You can go and compare...
Shall I tell you one thing, though? The most brummy thing I did was I did ask him, can you get me any money off my car insurance? He can't.
It's what Tom Cruise asked when he was here.
Doesn't have to worry about that now.
Fried plantain we're going
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in a sandwich.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's delicious.
Yeah. Your dream drink.
Right, my dream drink is, have you ever had carrot juice?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Love it.
Okay, carrot, not just the juice of a carrot. It's like...
Oh, sorry, I thought that's what it was.
No, then.
I have to reframe what I think about everything today. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Sorry, this is really unprofessional. I'm going to change what I had just because I feel like this is a better answer.
I do want to... But you can't leave us with the carrot juice mystery. We do need to hear what carrot juice is if it's not the juice of a carrot.
Carrot juice is delicious, just as delicious as the drink that I'm going to choose.
Yeah, but what is it? What is carrot juice, though?
It is the juice of a carrot, but it's mixed with, like, condensed milk and nutmeg and cinnamon, and it's absolutely delicious.
Can you use evaporated milk instead?
Absolutely not.
No.
Because they are interchangeable in a lot of things.
Definitely not. It would be disgusting. I feel like that's an inside
slam
joke.
Slam him to fuck, Jamelia.
James's mum did a recipe for us once. We did a cook-along together on Zoom during the pandemic. Oh. Because when we went back into the second lockdown because someone had fucking noodles. And out of context, if anyone takes that out of context, that's me cancelled forever. Yeah. That sounds bad.
If any of you are filming this, just clip that up and put it online. Curtis up to his usual tricks.
I'm fine with that. You could do that. Anyway, James's mum said, "I'll do this," and I did the recipe, and it was shit. It was a bad recipe. That's all you need to know.
She did not, Jamelia. She gave him a precise recipe, and he ignored the recipe. It said condensed milk. He ignored it and replaced it with evaporated milk and then complained afterwards that it didn't taste how it was supposed to.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. She's a shit cook.
Are you having that? Have you two ever had a fight? I'm not instigating, I'm just asking.
Your Honour. No, I can't fight him here in front of everyone. I'll get him in the dressing room when he's not expecting it. Speak about my cussing my mum out on stage.
terrible.
So you're not choosing the carrot juice?
I'm not going to go for the carrot juice just because I would like to educate the audience. And maybe you already know what this is, but have any of you ever had something called sexy juice?
Sexy juice?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not... Hang on.
No, it's not that.
Hang on, I've been tricked before with the carrot juice. Yeah. Okay, sexy juice.
Right, sexy juice. It's basically the same as carrot juice,
right.
But you substitute the carrot juice for pineapple juice. Maybe that's why it's called sexy juice. You know that thing about pineapple?
Yeah,
So let's hang on, let's track
back.
I've never
noticed that. I can't wait to listen to this. Oh my gosh.
So we've worked out why it's called sexy juice. There'll be people in here who don't know what you mean. Just explain what you mean.
Right. Oh, I hope my mum doesn't listen. All right, moving on. Right, so sexy juice is... Did you say you want the recipe? No? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, it's pineapple juice, condensed milk, bit of nutmeg, bit of cinnamon. It doesn't sound all... It's not fancy, but it's delicious. It really, really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to speak about sexy juice anymore.
Fair enough. We all know why it's called sexy juice now.
Respect the guest boundaries. We're not going to make you talk about sexy juice anymore.
I feel like I've made it so awkward. I'm so sorry. Let's go back to carrot juice. That's my drink.
No, that sounds like very nice. Do you think you've now ruined sexy juice for yourself, though?
Yeah.
Now that you've put that in your head?
Nah, I'll still have it.
Good on you, mate.
We can bring you, like, a tumbler of each, if you want. You can have some sexy juice and some carrot juice.
Thanks.
Yeah, no worries.
Thank you. Really appreciate it. No, don't.
Does that work with any other foods?
Say again, sorry.
Does the thing work with any other foods?
The thing.
The pineapple thing that we're all thinking about now and won't stop thinking about until after the show's done. Does that work with any other foods?
I don't know. Yeah. Are there any, like, parent and child, like, in the audience? There are. Oh, there's loads. I'm so sorry. No, because... No, I'm just saying, because they might have to have the conversation on the way home or something. I mean, you don't have to.
You don't have to. We'll do it now.
It's the most awkward question. Are there any parents and children?
Sometimes, when two people love each other very much...
Look, I don't know the science behind it. I don't know if it's true.
Me neither. Don't look at me. I don't know.
Sorry. Let's look at Ed. and I don't know if it would work for other fruits. Certainly,
well, we've got about 14 tour shows left.
Yep. So, I've only heard the myth about pineapple.
Yeah. So tomorrow night at the Royal Albert Hall, I'll eat pineapple before the interval.
Yes.
And then we've got a way to open the second half, haven't we? That probably exists in fan fiction somewhere anyway, so we might as well.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Loads of fan fiction about us fucking.
Yeah.
You just talk about food and then those grubby little pervs online.
Well, I don't mind it.
No, because you're always the dominant and I'm always getting... fucked and crying my eyes out. I love it. Look at him, fucking grubby little bastard.
I know.
I'm always the one drinking the pineapple, put it that way. Old SpongeBob here.
This is where this was going to go. I'd have still been here. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I don't like saying this sentence after what we've just been talking about, but we arrive at your dream dessert.
Okay. Pineapple upside down cake.
My dessert is going to be what I was going to... make for the MasterChef final. Okay. Because there comes a point, right, where you're doing quite well on the show that you then start to believe, oh, I'm going to end up in the final. I'm going to end up in the final. And I got really... I got really cocky towards the end. Yeah. And so I don't know if anyone saw my last episode, but it was an absolute, I'm going to swear, shit show. And it's just because I didn't practice. I really thought I was a chef. I really thought, I don't need to practice, I've got this. Like, I really thought I was going to end up in the final. Turned out it was an absolute disaster. Anyway, before you go on the show, you have to tell them what you're going to cook, like, weeks in advance. So I had it all planned. And I'm going to try and describe it to you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what it's called. But I just kept watching all these, like, chefy videos on YouTube. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm going to do that. So, let me describe it. So it's like...
Try not to look at him, because you've just done a whole bunch of things which we inherently find funny, and we know we've got to, like, get to the end of the show. But we both find it really funny that you were going to make a dessert, you don't know what it was called, can't remember, you watched some YouTube videos of chefy things and thought, oh, I'm going to do that. Every single point there was something that we both know the other one finds amusing. And I was trying not to look at him, and then caught him at the last minute looking at me going... Go for it, Jamelia, sorry.
So, I got to describe it now. It was going to be like... And I hate stuff like this, but I was going to do it anyway because I thought I was a chef. It was going to be...
But you hate it and it's your dream dessert.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, it was going to be a deconstructed Yeah. You can. You, it's sound, yeah, exactly.
No, already say, annoyed. It's taken so long to get here.
If I would be that person in the audience when I hear this, but listen to what I thought I could cook. Right. So a deconstructed apple crumble with a custard foam with sponge sugar inside a chocolate sphere, and it was going to have, like, smoke coming out the top. I started the show making dumplings. And I thought that I could serve John and Greg that was what I was going to have. So that is my dessert. Don't know what it's called, but bring on the jokes.
Shot out the sky.
Bring on the jokes.
Can't do anything with that. If every guest figured that out,
yeah.
All they need to do is say their food choice and then go, bring on the jokes. Guess we got nothing.
I think that example just shows you how deluded I was by the end. Because you do actually go mad. Mm. Like, you actually go mad. Like, I really...
Nah, not on a cooking show.
No way. People stay very sane on those things, you know.
You've got to keep things in perspective, Jamila.
Honestly, like, I was making pasta from scratch. I worked in the restaurant, like, one time, and my dish was me repeating the meal in a Michelin-starred restaurant. Like, that was one of the dishes that I made on the show.
Well,
I was so deluded. Like, I was literally like, I can do anything. I'm actually a chef. I was so gutted when I got voted out. Like,
had you practiced the deconstructed apple crumble with custard foam inside a chocolate sphere with smoke coming out of it?
Not at all. Not even one element of it. Well, I've made an apple crumble before.
So you're halfway there, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How hard can it be?
Yeah.
I made deconstructed flapjacks once. No points for me either. I mean, it does sound nice, though.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
sounds like that would taste nice. So are you saying that what you would like for your dream dessert is that
yeah.
done well?
Yeah.
Do you want it still made by you, so you've got that thing of like, oh, I actually did the thing that I set out to do, or do you want it made by someone else, the robot or something?
I think I'm all too aware now that there is no way in hell I could create such a dish, so I would like it made for me, please.
But this is the dream
this
restaurant.
This is the dream restaurant.
I'm a genie.
Yeah.
I can give you the power to make that dessert and you could make it.
I didn't know you could do that.
What the fuck?
No, because...
No one's ever questioned my powers before and told me I can't do it.
Doesn't feel good, does it, man?
What the hell?
Well, I just thought it was a restaurant, so we just get served. I didn't think, like... I could be the chef, because I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I like how Heidi Lowe.
I like the way you're like, I didn't think I could be the chef. You cooked your starter on this menu.
And your main course. The robots brought it to you, and you made that.
You've cooked everything so far on the menu.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could be the chef.
Humbled, yes. Okay, yeah, I'd like to cook it myself.
Because this is the dream restaurant. You now have the skills to cook the deconstructed apple crumble with custard foam inside a chocolate sphere with smoke coming out of it. Would you like, when you've cooked it, you're eating it, and then John and Greg come in, and they try it, and they go, congratulations, you are the master chef. Would you like that? This is the dream restaurant.
I think I'd prefer the noise. No, because imagine, like... Not just imagine. When you make a meal for someone and they, you know, like, oh, that's lovely, that is.
Mm.
You'd much rather hear that than, oh, you've won, master. I don't know. I didn't want to...
You'd much rather hear him do that.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily that, but just groans of appreciation.
I can hear enough of that when they're glugging down the pineapple juice and getting ready for later on. I'm going to read your menu back to you now, Jamila. See how
okay.
you feel about it.
Okay.
You would like a sealed bottle of still Evian, bread with rosemary salt with olive oil and balsamic.
Yes.
Starter, you would like curry chicken fried dumplings made by yourself and MasterChef. Main course, hot pot from Heidi Lau, served by a robot.
Yes.
Side dish, fried plantain. Drink, sexy juice and carrot juice, so you can drink and compare. Go
Thank
compare.
You.
Oh. Maybe that's... Next advert is him as himself, him as the Goku and Pear Man.
Good question.
Drinking different juices and sucking each other off. That is funny. That's a good impression. Dessert you would like deconstructed apple crumble with a custard foam and sponge sugar inside a chocolate sphere and smoke coming out of it, made by yourself with the powers I've given you as the genie.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
That sounds good.
Pretty solid.
A good meal.
I also like that Jamelia is so committed to having a sealed bottle of Evian that she hasn't even fucking opened it.
Doesn't trust it.
As soon as she opens it, it breaks the spell.
You're right to do it, because with my genie powers, I've turned it into piss. This is piss, just like I did on Hunted.
Thank you so much for coming on the Off Menu podcast, Jamelia.
Jamelia, everybody.
Thank you very much to every single one of you.
Thank you, Mark. You've
been lovely. Show the tour.
We very much appreciate you coming.
Good night. Well, there we are. Wonderful. What a wonderful way to kick off the tour that was, Joe.
Thank you so much again, Jamelia. We thanked you profusely in the corridor afterwards, even though you had made mincemeat out of us and slammed us.
Absolutely
mercilessly in front of the audience. We were still ever so grateful, and we still are to this day.
Not the first of our live guests on, well, the first, but also not the only guest on our live tour who went away, got fantastically dressed up and looked amazing, and then came back and realised we'd put some T-shirts on.
Yeah, we put our own merch on and went on stage.
Yes. So sorry.
Sorry.
And we'll be releasing the rest of the tour shows every Saturday in the order of the tour. So you've got 14 more of those to come every week, as well as the studio episodes.
You can see, because it's released in order, you can see if we get more or less tired as the tour goes on, you know.
First five were Five Nights on the Bounce.
Five Nights on the Bounce. Bear that in mind.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast just coming out. Oh, no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
There's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.